Donald Trump has retweeted three controversial anti-Muslim videos posted by a British far-right leader convicted of hate crime. There was widespread outrage in Britain at Trump's retweets, arguing that the U.S. president is legitimizing radicalism. Several British lawmakers condemned the move. David Lammy, a parliament member for the opposition Labour Party, said the president of the U.S. is promoting a fascist, racist, and extremist hate group whose leaders have been arrested and convicted. Stephen Doughty, another Labour Parliament member, said that Trump gave the far-right leader a huge platform. The footage was originally posted by Jaida Franson, who was found guilty last year of hate crimes after hurling abuse at a Muslim woman wearing a hijab. Arza Morelli is the Islamic Human Rights Commission joining us from London. So I had to read this piece of news twice because, first of all, he's retweeting controversial anti-Muslim videos, and that's ones that were posted by a British far-right leader convicted of hate crime. So I'm guessing this is a lethal combination for Trump. Does he realize what he has done, do you think? Do you think he did this knowing what he's doing?
You know, this is the thing. Every time you think it can't get weirder or stranger or more stupid, Trump just trumps himself. You really can't make this stuff up. You know, whether or not he understands exactly what he's doing, I'm not sure, but there are definitely people around him and the kind of wider set of interest groups that, you know, have very much helped get him into power, who are hugely sympathetic to this narrative. You know, you have to look at the kind of the Breitbarts and, you know, all those people around him who have, you know, essentially promoted this type of fascist and racist narrative. So, you know, it's not entirely surprising. It's crude. It's quite horrible, and sitting here in the United Kingdom, it's also frightening because it's legitimizing basically fascists, if not Nazis, to, you know, get up and do more of this stuff on the streets. You know, don't forget, Britain First is what the murderer of British MP Jo Cox is said to have shouted as he was attacking her. And there's been a huge conversation about whether he was inspired by that particular group.
Okay, thank you for that. Arza Morelli, Islamic Human Rights Commission from London.